Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Ernest, compulsive eater and sugar addict.
Hi,
hi. What a wonderful convention. I just enjoyed the convention and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And this morning we're going to get a chance to reflect on our experience at this convention and how it had really touched us. It touched me. It gave me the opportunity to reflect on serenity. And what a joy, because a lot of times serenity is not freedom from problems and situations. It's dealing with them in the midst of the situations, in the midst of the storm, is when a lot of times we're dealing with freedom. I had an opportunity, as you guys know, I'm from the Carson, Los Angeles area. And in being there, we have so many live meetings. Even in my little small town, I have three meetings. So God took all my problems away from me. My excuses, basically. You know, I don't have no excuse because I can't get there because I can walk there. they're just that close. And not just that, but a couple of meetings, I'm the one who opened the door. So I got to be there. But what a joy. What a joy. And going to those meetings, one of the meetings I go to is a Saturday meeting. And at that meeting, I met Bruce. Bruce is our speaker for the day. And what a joy to have an opportunity to meet someone who really, really, really driven, who really understand what it is to be open, to be open-minded. And so, and not just that, but I have a chance to talk with him daily because Bruce so happened to be one of my sponsees. And not just that, but I get to joy of living my program and being able to really get up daily with the idea that, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can deal with this disease that I have. And a lot of it have to do with my sponsees and doing service. And today I'm going to get a chance to introduce to you guys a person who does a lot of service, have a chance to really show you, demonstrate to you his aspect of the program and what he get out of it. So this morning, please give a warm welcome for Bruce.
Thank you so much for that, Ernest. And I just want to thank everybody that did service. This is my first convention. Last couple years, work's gotten in the way, but it's been a great experience. I'm so glad that I made the decision to come to the convention this year. And the first thing I'd like to do is just kind of all the clothes that I had before program. Let me start. I'm Bruce, compulsive eater.
Hi, Bruce.
Hello. And I got rid of all my clothes except my original pants that I walked into my first meeting, so I'd like to share that real quick. Yeah. So yeah, the program has been life-changing for me. My abstinence date is October 4th, 2015. That's 2 years, 9 months, 18 days today, and giving away 180 pounds by the grace of God. Yeah. So, thank you so much. And I just want to share just kind of what I was like now, what happened to change me, and what it was I like before, what happened to change in what I'm like now. So before, growing up, I came from a Hispanic household, very traditional, and the way my family, and especially my mom, showed love is by food. So to this day, the first question when you walk into her house is, have you eaten, you know? And always, you know, you're expected to get seconds and thirds, and if you're not partaking in that, it's like, well, what's wrong? Like, is there something wrong? A lot of concern there. So I grew up just not really many rules with regards to food. I remember a lot of my friends like, oh, you know, you can't have this until you have your dinner. You know, you can't have your dessert before dinner. Or there's all these rules. And for me, I didn't grow up with those rules. I'm the second oldest. I have a brother that's 5 years older than me. So I remember at a young age just being like the same size as him, even though he's 5 years older than me. And eating was kind of like, I don't know, it was like a contest almost. I remember just growing up in that manner. And so at a young age, you know, putting on weight and like my first experiences like shopping in the Husky section and then kind of being labeled as, you know, as a fat kid and being teased. I remember that at an early age, and the way that I dealt with that is just kind of developing that sharp wit, you know, a lot of comebacks, verbal comebacks, and then becoming a class clown, you know, just trying to divert the attention from my weight. I was very self-conscious about it. It was a real sore subject. My folks, you know, at a young age, when you overweight, they would be concerned, you know, hey, you know, what can we do to help support you? And any time that my weight came up, it was like a sore subject. It was just like, oh man, just don't talk to me about it. It was like, I don't need somebody to tell me, you know, I have a weight problem. Like, I know I do. So that was always something that was a sore subject for me. And I was watching a documentary on this pro wrestler, Andre the Giant. And it kind of struck me. They were interviewing some of the people in his life, and one of the close people in his life, they were interviewing him, and he I guess one time told them that just one day he wanted to like to live his life, to not be 7 feet tall and like 500 pounds. So, I mean, I wasn't to that level, but I just felt different. I felt like, oh man, I've been dealt like a bad hand in life. Like, I'm always gonna be, you know, I got up to 400 pounds and I just felt like I'm always gonna be big. I had tried so many different things and just didn't have a solution. So developing kind of just that negative self-image at a young age. And a couple of that, you know, we moved a couple times. So I remember having to, you know, make new friends different times, especially in elementary school. That was difficult for me. And so as I'm getting older, more weight and weight's coming on. And the example I had was my dad. He worked at least 6 days a week the whole time we were growing up. So that's kind of the example I had. So how did I deal with, you know, my self-image and all that? It was, I just worked a lot. I worked multiple jobs and I went to school full time. And that's kind of, you know, I accepted that, you know, my body, my weight was not under my control. But what did I have under my control was like how much I worked, how hard I worked, and how educated I got. So that's kind of what I poured myself into. I got a job my senior year working at a movie theater, became a manager. So working at a movie theater, you have access to a lot of unhealthy food, and working very, you know, late hours till like 2 a.m. a lot. So that the weight just kept coming on as I'm getting older. A lot of drive-throughs, a lot of just bad eating habits, and just like I said, having that workaholic mindset, just pouring myself into work and school. So getting older and developing some back issues and a lot of health issues I felt was starting to deteriorate. I developed like sleep apnea. I mean, I had it at a young age, just didn't know what it was. I just thought like waking up in the middle of the night, like catching your breath, I thought maybe it was like I was having a nightmare or something, but it turned out that's sleep apnea when you wake up not being able to breathe. So developed sleep apnea, a lot of back issues, and that was, as I'm getting older, that led to like me missing work, where I, You know, I'd throw my back up, but it wasn't even like I was doing yard work or something. It was just like living life, just weighing 400 pounds. It just took a toll on my body. And so I'd start to, oh man, I got to miss a couple days here, a couple days there. And I just see my health deteriorating. And that was another thing. Going to the doctor was, oh man, it was just like, I was just real fearful of going to the doctor. I would do anything I could to avoid it, but sometimes, you know, I got strep throat or whatever it is that I have, I got to go to the doctor. So, you know, I'm there because I have whatever is ailing me, but always the thing that comes up is my weight. And that's, like I said, it was a sore subject for me. And I remember one time going to the doctor and one time he just kind of casually said, you know, what are we going to do about your weight? And I was like, well, you know, I try this, I try that. And then he's like, you need to go to this. He hands me a pamphlet, and it's like a pamphlet about gastric bypass. And I was not expecting that. And that kind of like rattled my cage. I remember after that calling my girlfriend at the time and telling her about it. I was like, can you believe, you know, he handed me this and whatever. I was there for some other issue. And she's like, I think you should do it. And oh man, I remember at that point, I said, no, you don't understand. I have a problem with food. And that was like the first time that I realized, like, on my own, that I had an issue with food. Like, that was the problem. And so, like I said, developing more back pain, a lot of self-esteem issues, anxiety and depression, and then unhealthy relationships. You know, I had a lot of unhealthy relationships, you know, as I'm getting older. And I just got to a point where I was just unhappy, like, all the time. You know, I was just thinking, like, well, when is it that I'm going to be happy? You know, I'm working so hard. When I get this job title, am I going to be happy? When I'm making X amount of money, am I going to be happy? But all these things, you know, grad school, all these accomplishments, they were great. But I just didn't have that inner happiness. I didn't have that serenity that the program gives me. So what was happening was I'm searching for a solution. And so I'm trying different diets, low carb, you know, diet pills, working out, you know, excessively, like, you know, in the morning and the afternoon. And before this program, the biggest success I had was I lost 30 pounds within the matter of like 6 months doing low carb and working out a couple times a day. And and I was like, wow, that was amazing. But it didn't last. It was because it was a diet. So the moment that I veered off of that diet, I would just, you know, be disappointed in myself, but I'd be like, I'll start again Monday. You know, I had that mindset where I'd have like, I'd feel accomplished and I'd reward myself with food. And so I'd have like a cheat snack, turned into a cheat meal, turned into a cheat weekend, and it just kind of like house of cards coming down. And it was always that mindset, well, I'll just get it back on it Monday, get back on it Monday. And so that it was kind of that cycle of like, you know, doing something, sticking to it, getting some results, but then messing up and then just feeling just real disappointed in myself and just going through that cycle. And so, you know, my sister had been part of the program and she had lost something like 90 pounds or so. And she mentioned, you know, see how to me in passing, you know, a few times, didn't, you know, push it on me. She just, you know, when I had questions, she answered them. And she mentioned that she had a sponsor and call her food in, and I saw what she ate, and it, you know, she was eating good food and all, but I was just real hesitant about 12-step. I'd never done a 12-step before this program, sponsor, all that. I was just, you know, the fear of the unknown. So I got to a point where, you know, missing more work, my health, I feel, is deteriorating, and so I actually went to the doctor. You know, I was to the point where I was like, all right, I can't make decisions with regards to food, because when I make that decision, I'm gonna make the worst decision possible. So I need somebody to tell me, just tell me what to eat, whatever, as long as like that's gonna sustain me, like that's where I'm at right now. And so I go to the doctor, And I tell her, you know, hey, you know, what are my options? She sends me to an orientation and go to this orientation. And I was excited. I remember telling my sister, oh, man, you know, finally doing some stuff. I'm being proactive about my health. You know, they're going to go see at the hospital, like, what their options are. And I'm excited. And I go to this orientation and they talk about the programs that they have. You know, they have classes where they show you portion size on a plate. And I didn't feel that was going to be something that I could follow or something that was going to be effective in my life. And then the thing I was really there for was just mail me some food, you know. I'll give you money. Just put it on my doorstep. I'll eat it. And then, yeah, I'll just throw money at the problem. And they passed around samples of the food, and the food did not look appetizing. And it was like $500 a month or something like that. And I was like, whoa. And then so then the next things that they segued into were the surgeries, which was the most cost-effective ways. But I was not expecting to hear that. You know, I don't know what I was expecting. I was expecting the solution, but at that point I realized that the hospital did not have the solution for me. So leaving that meeting, I called my sister and I let her know, hey, you know, I'm ready to try this program, you know, and she was excited. She said, oh, okay, awesome. You know, went on the website, you know, I think, you know, it was a Friday night, and then she's like, all right, you know, there's a Saturday meeting in Carson at 4:00, and we'll go and you know, just try the program for 30 days, and, you know, if you don't like it, just stop. But it's like, for me, I could do anything for 30 days. I've tried so many different things. So I went to this meeting, and the person that spoke that day, I just really identified. That's what I love about the program, is hearing people share their story and just identifying, just kind of hearing your story out of somebody else's lips. And that's kind of how I felt my first meeting. And I asked that person to be my sponsor. And after 30 days, I'd lost, I don't know, something like 30 pounds, something like that. And I was like, whoa. And that's amazing, but it just kind of reinforces to me how unhealthy of a lifestyle I was living to lose that amount of weight in such a short amount of time. It took a lot for me to be up at 400 pounds. So I kept at it, and about 3 months in, down maybe like 70 or 80 pounds 3 months into the program, and I... like I mentioned, I had back issues, and when you start losing the weight, the back issues don't go away, at least for me. And one morning, you know, my back's always tight. I got to stretch out in the morning, and I'm getting ready for church, took a hot shower. My back's kind of just extra tight that morning, trying to stretch it out, and it's just real tight. So I get in my truck, head to church, and I can't get comfortable sitting down. It's like, oh, man, this is weird. By the time I get to church, I can't really walk. I can't go into church. I have to call my brother to come pick me up. I don't know what's wrong with me. There's numbness all the way down my left leg. And so I called, you know, start texting like my friend, she's a nurse, and just trying to figure out what's wrong with me. Long story short, you know, I had a herniated disc. So I had to walk around with a cane and all this other stuff, MRI, all this stuff. I was out of work for like 2.5 months. Had to have like a back surgery, and I believe it was from the rapid weight loss, you know. For me to lose that amount of weight in that short amount of time, I think my back kind of freaked out, and whatever happened back there happened. And but that was really a test for me. It was like that's where I kind of relate the acceptance, you know. I had to accept my situation, because I was up at the time, I was living in an apartment on the third floor with no elevator. Aww. So so I remember being at the bottom of the steps looking up. It's like, oh, man, like, how am I going to do this? You know, how am I going to get up? And my washer and dryer are not in the unit. So they're at the bottom of the steps. Had to really humble myself, because for me, I'm like really... I'm a really independent person. So for me to ask people to like do my grocery shopping and, oh man, do things for me, like prepare my food, grocery shopping, it really humbled me. But like, I just had to accept it, you know. I had to just realize, well, what do I have under my control? And like, that's my program, weighing and measuring, using my tools, You know, I wish I could, you know, when I'm not able to do things, I'm like, oh man, I wish I could walk. I wish I could do X, Y, and Z. When I get better, I'm going to go hiking and all this stuff. But I just had to accept my situation, which was that I was going to have back surgery. I was very immobile. It was just hard just to, like, get up from the couch to the kitchen, just things like that. Just going to the restroom was a big deal. But, I mean, I can't imagine what life would have been like without program, because it was things like phone bridge, outreach calls, things like that. It got me through that, you know. Still able to work my program and still be able to stay on my food plan, not having to eat over a situation like that, because I know in the past when things get tough, I'm going to eat over it. And when there's a reason to be happy or celebrate, I'm going to eat over that too. And when I'm bored, I'm going to eat over that too. So just grateful to have a program and a food plan and the tools. So fast forward, you know, I had that back surgery. I was out of work for like 2.5 months and start rehabbing. And at the time I was working, I was doing social work. I was helping, I was doing something that really just, I felt like, you know, it was like one of the first jobs where I felt like God wants me to do this, you know, helping homeless veterans with housing. So I was doing social work. And like going through that, I just wanted to get back to doing that. So I worked hard, you know, started, you know, got a Fitbit, start going walking, rehabbing, got back to work. And the weight kept coming off, and I just kind of resumed my life, you know. And then at that point, I decided, you know, I think it was just kind of chasing that job title. I was like, well, I had an awesome job, loved what I was doing, but I was like, you know, there's something more, you know. So I took a job in downtown LA at a homeless shelter for more money and a big job title. And I quickly realized that wasn't going to work out for me because I was going to need, it was just like a lot of work. I needed to work a lot, and I felt like it was going to cost me my serenity and possibly my abstinence. And like for me to realize, to make that decision, like, you know what, I'm gonna do, like, what I'm gonna put myself first, because that's not something I've done in the past. Is like I'm always, you know, worrying about work first, worrying about other people. And I was like, you know what, I need to take care of myself first, because if I don't take care of myself, I can't take care of others. And so I decided, you know, I need, what do I need? Why am I so unhappy right now? I need to work closer to home, because I was living in, I don't know if you guys know, it was like a long commute, Orange County to downtown LA. And so I need to work closer to home. So I just started looking for jobs, landed a job at the university that I attended in college. So just real close commute and a lot less stress, but for a lot less money. But I feel like it was the right decision for me. It was just like getting myself more centered. So that's something that I really put more value on now, is finding that balance in my life. Because in the past, I've poured myself into work and education. And it's great that this program showed me just finding that balance and putting my serenity first and putting myself, my own well-being first. It's not something I'm used to, but just real grateful just to have that introspection. And so it brings me up just kind of to today. Today, you know, I'm living a life where I'm just constantly just amazed by just little things, you know. Being able to, you know, to go running. Like, I remember just the act of running. Like, I couldn't do that at 400 pounds. It's just horrible on my knees and all that. And I work a job where, you know, on lunch I can go do a yoga class, I can do spin class, whatever it is. And these things that I'm able to do, I amaze myself. But it's just like, you know, things that I need to do to get myself right, get myself in a place where I'm good to go, and I have that serenity and that inner peace. And it's definitely not something that I would put importance on in the past, but I credit the program for opening my eyes to that. Just real grateful for just everything, just all the relationships in my life. My relationships are a lot stronger with my parents, my siblings, a lot closer. And definitely something that's in process and constantly working on is my ego reduction. Before program, I just felt like I could will myself to do anything. Like, I don't need anybody's help. You know, I myself, you know, am in control, and just being able to turn my life over to God, it's just been so amazing. It's like I don't have to bear just all this, the weight of the world, you know, just focus on, you know, what is it that God has planned for me today, and how can I turn my life over to God? And just little things too, like when I was 400 pounds, I had to shop at specific stores, and like, you know, I've always wore dress shirts and ties to work, and like dress shirts like $60 when you're 400 pounds. At least. And now just being able to just shop at like Target or wherever, it's just little things like that, you know. It's just little things that I'm realizing every day, and so many things to be grateful for. And one of the things that kind of changed me too was I had a good friend of mine. Well, he's still a good friend of mine, and he had been kind of like same body type as me, just real big, kind of same background, older, he had lost 100 pounds, but he had done it, you know, like drinking, whatever it is he was doing, it wasn't part of our food plan, and I was kind of picking his brain about it, and this was before I came to program, but he was kind of one of the people that inspired me. You know, if you see somebody that you know accomplish something, then I, for myself, I believed I can do it. I was like, oh man, I have hope. You know, a friend of mine made a significant change to his life. So that kind of sparked me to find that solution. And so fast forward, you know, I'm in program, I've lost weight. And then I hear from my good friend you know, he had lost 100 pounds, but he was still, you know, partaking in, you know, like sugary drinks, whatever it is. And he had undiagnosed diabetes. And he had to have his leg amputated. He almost died. And so that was something that really affected me, because that could have been me, easily. Because that's the path I was on. And like, he was just like kind of the same as me, you know? And just kind of just reinforces like this for me, it was like a life and death situation. If I didn't do something, I was just gonna die earlier. Like, that's just bottom line for me. Like, I guess I'm just grateful that I got to that point where I realized, like, if I don't do something now, like one of these days when I go to the doctor, they're gonna give me some bad news. I remember going to the doctor before, and it was kind of like they run my blood pressure, and it was kind of like, you know, like rolling the dice. At one point, are they going to tell me some bad news? And I remember, like, they're running my blood pressure when I was like 400 pounds, and you kind of see like the surprise, like, oh, actually, it's not bad. But I mean, now I go to the doctor, and it's just all my, you know, numbers are good to go, and everything's awesome. Yeah. And yeah, I'm just real grateful. Grateful for the program, and a couple different things too is, you know, went to a workshop at this conference, and talking about, you know, acceptance. Some of the things that stood out to me is acceptance being seeing things the way that they really are, and opening my heart and my mind, accepting God's will in my life, and just acknowledging that only God can restore me to sanity. And those pillars just been, they speak to me. And it's not something that, it wasn't my mindset before program. And yeah, I mean, I'm coming up, you know, God willing, in October, 3 years in the program, but it just feels like, wow. In that short of time, my life's just been completely transformed like night and day. And I remember one of the first meetings, you know, early on in the program, you know, you go hear people's stories, and regularly, you know, people would stand up and say, you know, I've given away 50, 100 pounds. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, man, if I could lose a fraction of that, how my life would be transformed. And I literally, I didn't think that I, like, where I'm at today, I never thought that it was even possible. Like, it was just like, but it just goes to show for me, like, when I turn my will and my life over to the hands of God, like, anything's possible. It's like, things that I cannot imagine are possible, because, like, God has so much more planned for me than I can even imagine. So, you know, just in closing, like, one of my favorite things is, you know, the readings at the end, all these little nuggets we get on, it's like these readings are on purpose. And one of my favorite is, like, the promises. And, like, for me, in my life, like, I am amazed. And I'm amazed by just, like, the changes that have occurred in my life. And I feel like I'm nowhere near halfway through. And I do have this new freedom and happiness. And I no longer regret the past at all. You know, that's something that I regretted a lot of things, you know, like, you know, when relationships didn't work out or whatever it was. Like, I had so much regret, so much frustration and resentments. And I no longer have that. And I do comprehend the word serenity, and I know peace today. And my attitude and outlook on life has changed completely, and just being able to acknowledge that God is doing for me what I've never been able to do for myself. So, yeah, and that's all I got to share. Thanks for letting me share.